Hey there, piss freaks. Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians come on to talk about music they enjoy that other people shit upon. I am Tom Picar. I'm joined by my co-host, of course, the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm so good. It's Hutch and I. We're recording in the La Quinta in Brooklyn, which is where we record all of our episodes.
And our guest asked to be anonymous because of what he chose to defend. No, we're joined by Kyle Kinane.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks for coming
Welcome to
dude.
My suite at the La Quinta in Gowanus.
The penthouse at the La Quinta.
Gowanus in itself is a punchline. I'm in Gowanus. Wait, I'm at the La Quinta over in Gowanus. It's like such a good combo word.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear a Wisconsin woman say that, you know?
Oh, no. I think you can almost see the Statue of Liberty over there, but we're at the La Quinta in Gowanus.
Where'd you get all this new soap? Well, actually, it's from La Quinta.
It's from New York City. We stayed at a Spanish hotel called the La Quinta. It means the Quinta.
No one knows what it means.
It stands for the five boroughs.
It was in Sleepwalk with Me with Mike Birbiglia. It's famous.
That stayed at the La Quinta in Gowanus is the second best sentence behind, like, Midwest sentence behind when I was, like, in the height of my party days back in Addison, Illinois. And my one buddy, like, dude, you coming to Bob's house for the parties? Like, I'll meet up with you guys later. I got to go to Shoe Carnival with my mom first. And that's just one of the best
Perfect,
Midwesterns.
Yeah.
I got to go to Shoe Carnival with
that's
my mom
so
first.
Funny.
I'll catch up with you guys later.
Did you ever hang out at a Shoe Carnival?
I've been.
Oh, I used to love Shoe Carnival.
They got, like, the wheel.
Yeah. The wheel is so fun. You feel like you're
never
really...
been in
shoelaces
one.
Or shit.
Never been to a... They also had a basketball goal at the one that I grew up at. And also, there's a famous story. John Mellencamp went to that that Shoe Carnival, which is crazy. Why
if
is he at a
Indiana,
Shoe Carnival?
John Mellencamp is part of every story. Yeah, every story. You know, Mellencamp came in here.
Bob Knight threw a chair at him.
Told him what I felt about that sucking on a chili dog. Pretty gross, John.
Yeah, very provocative, John. He goes into Shoe Carnival, where he does not belong. He's a very rich man.
Who does?
All right, it's like a Kyle Kinane at a La Quinta.
Hey, man, everybody loves a deal. He's a man of the people.
He comes in, he asks for a pair of shoes in his size or whatever, and they tell him, like, oh, man, I'm really sorry, we don't have it in that size. And he goes, do you know who I am? At a shoe carnival. He pulled a do you know who I am?
That's why they weren't selling them. I don't know. We're saving these 8.5s for somebody a little more famous. Not one of the Pacers might drop. Who's going to easily slip into some Keds, some 9.5 wide Keds.
Oh, man. Addison. Oh, shit. There's so many wires that we're dealing with over here.
Guys,
I'm kicking them around.
You guys came in here and set up a real fire hazard. It is,
it's a very Watergate scenario. We have all these cords out in a hotel room. Just like,
we're going to take somebody down today.
If someone's political secrets were being dished at the La Quinta de Gowanus.
Oh, I got one. This Trump guy? Not such a good man.
Shut up. Shut up. Keep it down.
And he's orange.
You don't know. No. He might be staying at the La Quinta in Gowanus.
He's like got a cup up to the door.
There's diplomats in this place.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting Lifesavers gummies from the lobby.
How's your trip been so far, Kyle?
Well, I day drank yesterday and got hungover by 10:30 p.m.
That's a brutal hangover.
Yeah.
I saw part of that. I didn't realize you were hungover because I was drunk, and you can't read someone else's hangover when
you're hungover
drunk.
We were just talking about this last episode. That's our new thing. We talk about hungover dar.
Because on the last one, we were both hungover.
Else is hungover. Yeah.
Yeah, we were both hungover, and we didn't realize... Well, I knew you were, because you came from a wedding, but I was secret hungover, so you had no idea. But yeah,
some people wear it well. I don't.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is I didn't wake up like, boy, did I have a night.
Yeah.
I just got airport drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Where'd you go? Where in the...
It was in
O'Hare, right?
Yeah.
But which bar in the O'Hare
Stanley's.
Airport?
I was over at Stanley's in O'Hare, the hockey-themed bar.
Nice.
This was the best. I got on my flight and Like airport drunk's different because it's like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
it's like special drunk. Like I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, for sure.
Like drunk at school kind of drunk. Like, you people are a bunch of squares, but I know how to party. And I got on my plane. I almost laughed at this guy out loud. I don't know why I just decided to choose this guy to be a douchebag. But it's just, you know, like, all right, just Bluetooth business talk.
Just a businessman, yeah.
And then just him, like, all right, first class, but on a short flight, you get a drink or something, no big deal. But I see him go, he's like, what kind of bourbon do you have? Like, motherfucker, you read the pamphlet. They got
it's
one kind.
It's like Wild Turkey,
it's
usually.
It's the skinny plane. Yeah. It's the skinny Delta plane.
What year is this from?
But he's like, what kind of bourbon do you have? And the woman's like, let me check. And she goes back, she's like, Woodford Reserve, which is like a
that's a good one, like, I think.
Woodford
Reserve,
yeah. good. I'll have a Woodroof. What is it called?
Woodford Reserve. Reserve.
He goes. Great, Woodford Reserve and Coke Zero, please. I'm like, you could have put my dick on your face.
Yeah. You could have put anything in there.
I wanted to know what kind first.
That is like, so funny.
Yeah, excellent, Woodford Reserve and Coke
Zero. I'll have the Black Label and Pepsi.
Yeah. You chode. Yeah.
I won't mix just anything with my Coke Zero sugar. Yeah.
But I mean, part of me, I'm looking back, I'm like, it's kind of a power move, actually. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, when you like, oh, this guy's a dick, and you should be like, he's kind of hilarious.
That is funny.
Maybe not on purpose.
He should have asked, what Coke Zero do you have?
Well, yeah, what?
Is it the original, or is it the sugar?
That's true.
It is true. No, I think about it, because
which
like
one's
the original
better?
More. I like the original more. I'm a Coke Zero
Coke
man.
They just changed the formula of Coke Zero and renamed it Coke Zero Sugar.
I like the old. I like
you don't
the
read
old.
The news?
Yeah, I thought you were an
irresponsible citizen.
I thought you were an informed man, Kyle.
Not this guy, man. Wild and free.
Oh, man.
You,
yeah,
got
that,
you got into his Uber, right?
That's So last night I got an Uber pool. Sorry, liberals.
What?
Oh, I got an Uber pool because I have a. They sent me an email where it's 50% off. It's not a big deal. But I got an Uber pool and it was outside and it said leaving now. And outside of the venue we were at, and I walk outside and I walk into the first Uber I see, and there's a man in the back, and that man is Kyle Kinane.
Hungover Kyle Kinane.
Yeah.
My airport fucked this guy in his Woodford Reserve Coke Zero Kyle went away, and I was punished for that behavior. By 10:30, my head was splitting open.
Yeah.
It's like God's thumb was wearing it, trying to like break open a grapefruit at the top of my head. And the front door opens in this Uber, and it's Tom going, all right, what's going on? Like, wacky neighbor style, like full Kramer into the front seat.
Yeah, I was yelling
the
N-word.
And the driver just was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I know him, but I don't know what he's doing.
I was like, I guess we're both pooling to Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's like, Uber pool. I'm like, no, man. And you're like, oh, whoop. And you start to explain. And then I think the driver just started
to leave
anyway.
Away.
I was like,
oh, my God.
Hey, man, I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry about this.
You're like, I'm doing the podcast.
He just started driving away.
It was
you.
So funny.
What's up, guys?
Hey, everybody's Ubering now.
Like you show up at every Uber pool.
One time, my dad picked me up from the airport, and a guy just got into the car, like assuming it was an Uber pool.
Your dad could have helped that man out.
My dad was like so rattled. He was like, "What? Get out of here!"
Your dad's my favorite man.
He's
I
good
think.
Man.
I partied Tommy did like a headlining show at Caroline's, and everybody came to party. And I got there, I'm going to say 30 minutes after the show ended, and they were like, Tommy blacked out and he's gone now.
My parents stayed out.
And I partied with his parents for another 2 hours or so. They're so fun.
You blacked out 30 minutes after a headlining
show? I'd say
was,
on stage.
How drunk were you during the show?
No, I was fine during the show.
No, that's not what the audience said. They
said,
the headlines, the next day said a sloppy McNamara headline.
I mean, the fact that that was in the New York Times was impressive.
Reporting on what's going on at Caroline.
Yeah.
Oh boy. We should talk about some reggae covers.
Yeah, what's
your baby?
Goddamn gimmick here?
We got to get back to the gimmick.
So we watch every episode of Sex in the City
right.
twice.
Yes. And then we talk about Crashing. That's our only thing. We catch you up on what's happening on Crashing this week. Pete went to NACA. He's 38 years old. An open micer.
Is he unsure about his decisions in life? haven't seen the show.
It's I love the show, to be honest. I just binged it with my lady this week, and now we're both into it. It's pretty fun, but that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm crashing. I can't
do
it, Pete.
You understand? It's a podcast about ska or something. We were going to do ska.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do ska. Yeah.
I researched ska for an hour.
Yeah, we spent a lot of our lives looking into ska.
You mean you listened to a Less Than Jake album?
Yeah, I listened to some Madness. I went back
right.
a little bit.
Well,
yeah,
yeah. Like, it's about music that's... Like, you're ashamed of them. Like, good luck, guys. I like bullshit, and I sincerely love all of it.
The last time, this is relative to this podcast and to Kyle. Last time I saw you before last night.
I'll let you know what's relevant to me. You're in my La Quinta suite, all right? I'll let you know what's relevant to me.
Shit. I thought we were welcome here. Last time I saw you before this Uber incident, was at in Atlanta at the Red Clay Comedy Festival. A great time. If you're in Atlanta during that, go to it. But I got in trouble because we were outside of the hotel there arguing, I think, about Third Eye Blind. I think I was saying Third Eye Blind is great, and you were like, they're not good. It might have been Third Eye Blind. It might have been Matchbox 20 or something. I can't remember.
I mean, Strike 2. Oh, yeah, the hotel that yelled at us.
I got. They tried to kick me out the next day. Yeah, they tried to. I fought them out. No, so I got in trouble night one at that hotel because there was a, like 50 of us standing outside, and they were like, this is a family hotel. How dare you? But they saw me.
Family hotel? That's the most transient.
It was. Such bullshit.
Family hotel. You know Rotney from Atlanta.
Oh, of course.
I love Rotney, but I was like, man, I'm staying at this place. Like, and my best Rotney impersonation, which is just an exaggerated version of myself, like, oh, brother, man, I hope you're not staying in room 206. Me and my old lady lived in there for 3 months. We fucked on everything.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, God. And I am. And it was the room. It was the same room. And I go in there, and I just
that
kind of...
sucks so much.
He's fucked on everything in his room.
And you know they can't clean it that deeply,
no,
you know?
You can't get Rotney. You can't get Rotney.
If you want a picture what this man looks like, know that his name is Rotney. And you got it.
Is that spelled how it sounds?
R-O-T-K-N-E.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I called him, we bonded because when I first did Atlanta, I called him Fat Terra, which isn't even a good play on words of Fat Pantera.
Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty fun, though. Yeah. He's a nice man. And go to Star Bar if you're in Atlanta as well. I'm
he
plugging
looks like
all
a
the Atlanta
bag
shows.
Daryl was a fry.
He's
can I interrupt with
one of my
favorite jokes that I've got
since
that I took heat that I didn't think I would get on Twitter? I was like, man, I can't believe that guy Dimebag Daryl didn't live a long and fulfilling life.
Oh, yeah, people were pissed about that, right?
Yeah, I can't believe that guy who wanted us to call him Dimebag didn't live a long time. People, you don't fucking talk about Dimebag that way. Fucking Dimebag's a god. All I knew is I worked at a music store, and his line of Dean guitars would come in, and they were so sharp and pointy that if they were just 2 millimeters off in the case that you close the guitar case, you just hear all this ripping, and you just destroyed a $300 guitar case because everything on the guitar had to be dangerous. You just close the case like fuck me, man. God damn it, Dimebag. Play something with rounded edges.
Tommy wants to start going by 8-Ball McNamara.
It works, yeah. That's a good alliteration.
They tried to... So that first night, we're all talking out there. They catch me. I was drinking a little, one of those tiny bottles of Chardonnay. I took a sip from it. I forgot that we were outside. They were pissed about that. And then night two, me and you were arguing about Third Eye Blind or something. And then the next morning at 10 a.m., they come
step
in.
Step back from that ledge, my friend.
That's what the guy said. He is... no, he said, kill yourself. You're kicked out of this hotel. And I had to plead for it because I felt bad because they got the hotel. But man,
sounds like you were the angry boy a bit too insane, icing over a secret pain.
Oh, yeah. Those are the lyrics
That's
to that song.
The same song. That's the same song. Yeah.
I like that band, and I forgot that those were the lyrics.
Yeah.
Man, what a good song.
You have to unlisp the fucking whole song to figure out what he's saying.
Do you use the Unlisp app?
Yeah.
I use that all the time.
Clean this up. Can you hit the consonants a little harder? I don't know what the fuck. You're spitting all over the place, man. What is this? I'm going to get it from the people with lisps.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of guff from this show. We get it all the time. Yeah. I'm going to post it on Reddit on the We Hate Kyle Kinane R.
Wish I could get something more out of it. Yeah. I'm trying to stir a little shit. Talking about trying to get sued earlier, I still name my albums after Kiss songs. Songs. If you can't get sued by Gene Simmons, you're doing something
wrong. Oh, man. So you picked to defend today. The premise of this podcast is someone picks something they've been made fun of for, and we give them their chance to argue it. We listen to some music that they deem something that will show us the truth about this genre of music or this band. Mm-hmm. And you picked reggae covers of popular songs, of playlists
sure
on Spotify.
So the backstory: your first three suggestions were. We were thinking of maybe UB40, which I didn't realize, because this leads into it, is I didn't realize that Red Red Wine by UB40 is a reggae cover.
I did not know that either. I thought that was the original, and I like that song. And people, if you Google, like, UB40 sucks, it's all people shitting on that song. They're like, this is the worst song in American history.
What, it's Neil Diamond, like it's the Neil Diamond heads.
I didn't even realize
getting
that.
Mad about something. Hey, your cheesy song is stolen from our cheesy song.
Wait, so Neil Diamond wrote the original Red Red Wine?
I believe that's the truth. I mean, do we need to do a
Yeah,
side
let's
by
listen
side?
To that really quick. Yeah.
I bet.
I like that we're making you run tech, by the way.
Yeah. So, you're our new intern, Kyle.
Look at this. Red Red Wine doesn't even come up as a Neil Diamond song until the fifth selection.
Exactly. That shows that he sucks. I like Neil Diamond. Just in a way that's like cute, you know? It's like, oh, Tom likes Neil Diamond.
Oh, maybe it doesn't go through the adapter.
Oh, shit. We can do it. Wait. Hold on.
Fucking hell.
Nope. It was my fault. My bad.
Still need her soul.
Man, this is making my dick soft. It was hard before.
Listen how bad this is.
It's up to you.
This is a slow motion.
This is a song that you accidentally saw your dad cry to. Like you saw him in the garage just slowly put down a hammer while he was working on something and just like whatever memory he had.
Yeah. He like danced with his like ex-wife or something or his first girlfriend.
Could have been so much different. So, all right, we got the gist of that.
Can we listen
to the whole song?
We don't need to.
We listen to this shit. What we need to listen to is the.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Man, get your Caribbean
now I'm hard.
Get me, hell yeah. Now we're hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
My dick is thick right now on this.
We need to start making that how we rank the playlist.
Come give your girl that UB 40 inches, dog.
You're a fucking idiot.
It's true.
Song's a cover of a better, bigger dick.
You be 40 ounces of piss. Tommy's a piss freak. He gets off when people piss in front of him.
Yeah, he knows the piss freak thing in the beginning. Like, you know what? I'm not going to try an inside joke halfway through.
Best to not be involved.
Banging tune.
This is a song. Yeah, this is good.
Summertime tune. Hey, guys, reggae music, you're in cold New York City. Right?
Yeah.
You throw some nice Caribbean sweet jams on like this, even though it's from a bunch of white Englishmen. I mean, there's a couple of black people in it.
Yeah. It's but still it just, majority white.
It makes your day happier.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time now.
Yeah. What's ironic about this? Ooh. Well, because I didn't like the original version. The shit Neil Diamond version?
No, this is much better.
I heard this as a child, and I was like, I think, you know what this all stems from? Now we can do this like...
That's how we...
Jamaica on vacation as a young child. Now, we weren't rich family, but my dad worked for the airline, so we'd get all these deals.
Ah, nice.
So we got to go to Jamaica as a kid, so that's like... Oh, like I think we went three times.
Yeah.
Like from grade school up through junior high. So I think that had a lot to do with the...
reggae. That makes sense. All right, so that adds to it. Were you listening, like when you weren't in Jamaica, were you going home and listening to reggae?
Yeah, you obviously got Bob Marley Legend.
Sure.
You listen to No
That's
Woman,
classic.
No Cry.
Of course.
I misinterpret it. But I remember wearing a Bob Marley shirt to school and not knowing, like, not being a partier at all, just like a nice shirt from a family vacation.
Yeah.
And like an old deadhead in my high school, like a giant dude who was just a smelly deadhead going, "Hey, man. We should party."
Oh, God.
And the first time I ever heard the word party in reference
in that
now,
context,
like,
yeah.
Like, just pin the tail on the donkey and we'll just hang out and do fun things and play games. Like, I was the first time I was like, "We should party, man." Wow, that guy wants to party.
Hell yeah.
This shirt does something. This shirt can,
it's a magic
shirt. Communicate. Yeah. So I think that's what, so I was listening to Mace, mostly just UB40 and Bob Marley. Legend,
yeah.
You know, like a hardcore.
Hell yeah. Fan. This is not how I pictured a young Kyle at all.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have anybody giving me influence. So,
yeah.
It's kind of just like, oh man, Jamaican people seem cool as shit.
Yeah.
They all like this guy, Bob.
Uh huh.
And I love a superstar named Bob. That's why I'm still Bob Seger. Bob Marley.
Oh yeah. Are you a big Seger fan?
Huge Seger fan.
Yeah. Damn. We did a Seger episode and people were pissed because they were like, "Who hates Bob
Seger?
Why
would you be embarrassed about liking Bob Seger?" Was kind of the point.
Who
yeah.
Who's embarrassed
yeah.
about Bob Seger?
They
Our
weren't.
Roommate.
They just wanted
they
to do the podcast.
Some people lie their ways onto this show.
Who lied their way?
Connor Delahanty.
Connor Delahanty
and Ryan Donahue.
Yeah,
it's a good episode. Check it out.
Yeah, it's
man,
a fun one.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Like they faked their shame.
Everybody has a regional Springsteen.
Yeah, the thing
Michigan
is, like,
Michigan is Seger.
Yeah,
Indiana's Mellencamp.
But I don't even I wish I could buy into Mellencamp, but because he was an asshole in my town, I didn't like.
What
him.
Is Chicago Springsteen?
Illinois
Fallout Boy.
Billy Corgan?
Illinois Springsteen, singer-songwriter Illinois Springsteen. Ooh, I don't.
The band Chicago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Jimmy
it.
Horns, though. Like, as far as, like,
yeah.
They were
potatoes.
The original ska. Hey,
there's no real like, Chicago guy like that, I feel like.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder?
But there's so many people from...
If that's the technicality, you're going to go with Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
It's got to be that, then,
I'd throw
right?
Cheap Trick in there, but they were still, like, more of a party rocker band.
Yeah. So maybe what's the Wilco guy?
Jeff Tweedy.
Maybe a
Tweedy. Maybe later.
He's
in
the running.
I think that's the later in life.
I think he's
Springsteen.
I think he's running in the running for it, but he's like less known, I think, than obviously than Springsteen.
Yeah.
But I think he's the closest thing.
I mean, Wilco.
Yeah, I mean he's pretty big, and like he collabs a lot. He's on Parks and Rec.
Essence wise, like Petty's Florida Springsteen.
Yeah.
You know,
man, that's why I forgot that Petty was Florida. That's so weird.
You know, we almost did a Tom Petty episode, and it was the night before, and Tom goes, "No one's going to make fun of Tom Petty." I go, "Oh, Tom Petty sucks." And then he died the next day.
And I was like, Tommy cursed him.
I was like, "Free Fallin's the worst song of all time."
If
and
Tommy,
then the next day he died.
Bullshit. Such bullshit.
I didn't know he was going to die.
Oh, you cursed him.
No,
you said,
why
I,
did you say that?
You
the
said,
song,
Tommy
I
said,
hate Free Fallin'.
Tommy said, "I hope that Tom Petty dies." And
I
then,
did not
and then
say
lightning
that.
Struck. It was really scary.
I didn't want to find out about my powers this way.
Free Fallin's the song that if
so
you're
you
learning
find out you can cast one person to death and you blew it on Tom Petty. Oh, I totally fucked up and I killed Tom Petty.
It's the first song you learn to play when you're playing guitar. They're like, "Oh, do Free Fallin', it's easy."
It's still a good song.
I just remember the video being like, "That chick skateboards, all right."
Well, that makes it good.
She loves horses.
But then I was also like, "Man, she's not even pumping the ramp, dude." This is
we have
and
different
then I
problems with it.
Trying to find out who the actual skateboarders they got in there. Like, who's that McGill? Who they got? Who's the stunt skaters? I was more of a skateboard guy than a Tom Petty guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, "Who they got in there?"
Tony
Hawk was. That's what. When I was listening to ska songs, when I thought we were doing ska, every song I recognized was because
Tony,
it was
Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that's the only time
in
I
the
liked
video
ska.
Game, yeah.
That's when I realized, like, I don't listen to music anymore because, like, I was playing guitar here. I'm like, "Who's this band? Man, who's this band? Oh, this band's good. Like, I love The Sword, but it's because I heard about it there because I don't know where to hear new music.
Yeah.
Don't seek it out.
You gotta do
I'll
that.
Look up reggae covers of songs.
You ever do that Discover
that
Weekly?
Enjoy.
You ever do the Spotify Discover Weekly playlist that it makes for
I
you?
I would do it, but because I listen to the same shit from my youth, it just plays stuff I already know.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I've
this
created an insulated pod for myself.
Mine is all ruined because of this podcast, so now it's all like Maroon 5 and like
bunch of fucking.
I mean, and I defended Maroon 5, but oh, I wish we did Tom Petty, but we would have gotten so much shit.
Maroon 5 is one of those bands that every time I hear, like, "Ah, it's just a catchy song in a store."
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's Bruno Mars.
For sure.
I've Shazammed like 5 Bruno Mars songs. I can deal with it, dude. You like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, yeah. That's how Maroon 5. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I'm not going to listen to it by myself, but when it's on in a store, I'm like, ah, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Maroon 5 in a bathroom on a, like a Virgin America flight. Like, oh, this is fun.
They do feel like they feel like the Virgin America band, you know?
Oh, the most.
I'm trying to become the Virgin America comedian because I am a virgin, and I feel like the brand is works together. America's little virgin.
The worst game show.
You want me to throw you another jam?
Throw us another jam.
Tell me what I got
to
do here.
So you throw us another. We'll listen to another jam that you want to pick out of here.
So let's play a game, too. Oh, this pick a song. I want to see Tom and I will race to figure out if we can name the title of the actual
song.
Because we're playing reggae
that's
covers.
That's fun, yeah.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, that's a fun game.
Okay.
Well, so play ones you like. Play ones you like, and then we'll try and figure it out.
What, ones I like? Because
yeah,
some of
like.
I can think some real curveballs in here. Red
wine. So this is Red Red Wine.
That's a jam, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm hoping this is one of the black guys in the bed.
Yeah, I mean, at least do that much. Let me see what I can,
all right, guys, check it out.
Oh, fuck.
I always like the ones with the female singers in reggae covers, I realize.
I feel like I know the guitar.
System of a Down, Chop Suey.
There's a guitar in there. Or bass.
Definitely on the unnecessary end of what needed to be covered for a regular song. Or
is it No Woman, No Cry?
Super necessary.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake.
Oh, fuck.
It's Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Fuck! Fuck me!
This is one of the many songs that starts about sponge cake.
I've been bested by the sponge cake king.
They call me the. I don't care who sings it. If it's about sponge cake, I know it.
We know who's music's biggest fan. I can throw. There's a few in here that I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, these don't have to be part of your six. We can just.
I think it's a fun game.
Let me throw you another one and see what comes up. Ready? You want to mix it out? Or you wanna...
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. You just snap it. The funny thing about these songs is the waiting for them.
Oh, man. Just like taking time. Like the singer's not even in practice.
Creep. Karma Police! Oh my god! So
you
close!
You got Creep at the beginning.
That's crazy. Wow.
There's always all-stars. The bands are always all-stars, and it's people you've never heard of. This one is the Easy Star All-Stars.
It's so, like, why did they cover, like they cover every song in a reggae
band? Yeah, like, you can be in a reggae band, and that, like, you just gotta, hey man, I'm just gonna do
See, I was thinking about this song.
Karma Police.
It's funny to picture the girl being like, hey, so I met Tom York 8 months ago, and he called my hairdo a Hitler hairdo and said that I'm making him feel sick. Like, that sucks.
He's a bad man. Yeah. He's a sick man.
I'll get to a crossover that I do appreciate.
All right.
Huge crossover.
Okay. Really?
Oh, huge. Massive.
Is this Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah. Oh, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, fuck.
Halftime on the drums.
Oh, this is good.
You're telling me right now. Hot summer. Cold drink.
Oh, you're having a good time.
Melt away. It's in headphones. You don't have to be scared that anybody's going to hear you listen to this. Me, I don't care. Windows down. I basically, I have a Jeep.
Yeah.
I take the doors off and I play this shit.
You got a Jeep in LA?
I live like David Lee Roth.
That is so fun. My
I
buddy had
it. I live like fucking David Lee Roth.
That's the best time. Me. The thing is, like, I feel like, you know, Jeep has its people. Like, There's a whole lifestyle that goes with Jeep.
Yeah, there's some real like gun hoarding.
But it's but Jeeps are fun. Folks. You get those doors off. I used to have a buddy. I remember when the Kanye graduation album came out. We rolled around town listening to it with the doors off, and it was maybe the most. I think about that day all the time.
Have you ever had that moment where you see people doing something ridiculous? Like, look at these fucking assholes. And yeah. Do the thing you're doing. Like, oh, I get why you do this. It's fun.
It's fun as hell. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask
drive through mud and then you get far enough out that you just have guns that you can shoot at anything you want. That's a fun
That
day.
Does sound fun.
I'm sorry.
That's like when I get into, I have a bit about this, so I'm not trying to creep into like one of my bits or whatever. I have a bit though about how like.
Are you guys on Tinder?
Have you guys heard of this Tinder? You're swiping and swiping. No, it's about how like I hate how we as liberals won't admit that it would be fun to have a gun. Like that, like we're anti, but it is fun. Like having a gun would be fun, shooting at stuff. I shot a gun into the woods once when I was a kid, and it was cool.
Yeah,
it was just cool.
Yeah, go to the gun range. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. I don't advocate shooting a gun into the woods where you don't know what's happening.
Probably,
but
just
in Indiana,
blind target, maybe a bad choice.
Just a mystery bullet.
We used to do. It's very redneck, I feel, but we used to like we would get a 12 pack of cans of soda, and we would just drive around the alleys and whip them and try and get them to recycling cans. Just full cans, like trying to throw them as hard as you can.
That's really funny because it's like you're still
That's
kind
the least
of doing
redneck,
a good thing.
Redneck thing you can do. We used to take like paper bags full of shit, right? And then we try and land them in compost bins. We just try and make sure.
Extreme recycling, yeah.
We would set it on fire, put it on top of somebody's compost bin so they would put it out, but actually speed up the compost process by mashing the nutrients in on one another.
We'd go around and we'd take baseball bats and try to bat people's mail into their mailboxes.
You won season tickets. This is how you get them.
I meant to ask you, because I heard you talking about this on Stop Podcasting Yourself. I love that show, by the way. If you don't listen to Stop Podcasting, get in there. They're so funny. But are you still doing the RC car things?
Yeah, man.
That sounds so fun. 41
years old, and I'm just...
How big are these cars? I was a little confused when I was listening as to the size of them.
The ones I have are... I have two that are 1/10 scale and one that's a 1/16. So the 1/10, it's about, as I'm saying, it's about... 18 inches long by maybe 10 inches wide.
So about 1/50th of a La Quinta Inn suite.
Yeah. The La Quinta Inn. If we're going to use the La Quinta's around. It's 1/10 of the actual scale car.
Gotcha.
Would be. But they're fast as shit, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I try to do some work on the Jeep, but I don't know what I'm doing. But the little cars, you just break them, and then you just fix them, and you put better motors and tires on them.
Yeah.
And they're fast as fuck.
Yeah,
it's a blast.
That was one of those hobbies.
I don't have any kids, so I don't have to care.
That was one of those hobbies I was listening to where I was like, I could see myself liking that. That sounds fun.
I barely drive the thing. It's more just like buying different parts. And
yeah,
like I'm in the garage working on my cars, but they're
you're just rolling.
My neighbor walked by and saw me in the garage door open, and I was sitting on the floor of my garage, cross-legged, and just. Putting stickers on one of the bodies, like just putting stickers on a car.
Yeah.
And they just walk by like, hey, I'm like, what's up? Middle of the afternoon, like just sitting there putting stickers on my car because stickers will make it go fast.
What kind of sticker are we talking? We're talking a lightning bolt?
Nah, that was
or
like
a band?
Decals that came
nice.
With the body. I've like ideas about I'm going to custom paint them.
Oh, yeah.
Street tires for one, which made it so fast, just smashed into a garbage can and broke immediately. And I was just like, cool, I got to buy new shit for it. It's just a tiny world. Again, it's also a joke that I will do, but it's a tiny world that has is not affected by the chaos of the current state of the outside world.
Yeah, I love this.
Anything in the world that's going on that sucks... people need hobbies now. You need hobbies that are not being on Twitter, reading the news, being a fake subcontracted journalist by retweeting, I read this, which means I'm politically active. I'm like, you did the thing that's just next to nothing.
Yeah.
You're just retweeting political arguments.
It is so close to nothing.
Like, just find a fucking hobby. It has nothing to do with the outside.
Yeah,
that's why I got into piss.
Is it your piss?
How
do
much
you have to go out to the world to collect other people's piss? Because then you're breaking the rules that I've set forth about hobbies.
I mean, it depends on the mood, you know.
Yeah. Hey, what do you only drink Coors Light? You got to mix it up. What you do? Speaking of Coors Light, would you grab me another Coors Light?
This is a weird piss fetish.
Yeah, that's like the crossover. That's the crossover in this podcast is thanks, my man. And this show is guilty pleasure music and guilty pleasure piss drinking or whatever it is.
Is it just you or are you both?
Oh, I'm not disgusting. No, I don't go for this sick
fetish
that Tommy's.
He's America's virgin.
Oh, yeah.
You count America's piss virgin. As part of it.
I'm not a piss drink virgin, but you know, I'm not going to put it in a girl.
This is the first time anyone's talked like this over Reagan.
And not the last. We're trying
you
to get
don't been
trend
drinking
going.
That piss, man. should be drinking that piss.
Hooray, piss.
We should listen to Jared's voicemail
piss
before I
down,
forget.
Con getcha.
No woman.
Oh, diddly, 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 whoa. I was saying that in Jamaica a lot, which I realized was probably offensive. I was there for a buddy's wedding year.
Man.
I could just, high as shit, just floating in the beach, like, oh, I'm diddly 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 whoa.
Can't we have fun anymore?
Yeah, just seeing the employees, like, we would cut your throat if this wasn't a Sandals resort. Yeah, I dropped another.
Wow, what the fuck? This is, we come here to be name dropped to. Oh.
Sandals, couples only.
Cable there, my man.
What's that?
I'll just grab this. All right. I'm going to play a voicemail from our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson. Jared is the biggest shitter on her of music. Have you argued with Jared about music?
I'm not going to argue with Jared about anything. Once he starts, I'm like, nah.
This will be a little taste of it.
It's a task to argue with Jared.
That
sure.
is true. All right, so here is Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, talking about reggae covers.
What's up, y'all?
Wait. I don't know why how to separate these. He sent three, and they're, like, all together. I'm just going to ask him to send it again. But, god damn it. Fuck me.
Hey, man, you know what would calm you down right now?
What's that?
Smooth reggae jam.
Throw it on. Take the cord.
I'll take
a smooth
get
reggae
this out
jam
of here.
I thought it was very funny looking at the reggae jams that, like, you don't listen to these ones, but the modern ones, they do, like, a bunch of songs by The Killers, a bunch of Adele, a bunch of Coldplay. It's very bizarre. Like, they churn them out so quickly that it seems like...
like, it doesn't take, like, a talent or anything.
It's wild.
It is background party music that you could just put on that people are like, hold on, is this...
Yeah, it's, like,
oh,
exciting.
Yeah. Like, that's... Here, this one came from...
Oh, wait. I don't want to see.
Oh,
we'll try
yeah,
and guess
yeah.
it. We'll try and guess it. Yeah.
We're going to guess again. Good call.
Ooh, baby, I love
baby, I love
you.
Yeah, that was a little
bit of the Reality Bites soundtrack. Yeah.
Ooh,
which
baby,
I love your way. Someone who was every day. Shadows grow so good. Oh, that was everybody going through it.
Ben Stiller was a corporate jerk.
Janine Garofalo, Ethan Hawke.
Winona Ryder. I had a big crush on her.
Winona
before
Ryder?
I found out she stole.
Yeah, then it all turned down. What
turned
you...
up for you when you're like, hey, you sneaky.
That's no, true. Kidding, yeah. I thought she was flawed in that moment. I was like, attainable.
Yeah. Oh, she's going through trouble. Let me see if I can hit on her.
No, now that you're sullied.
Hey, Winona, yeah. Hitting a rough patch? Let me give you my number.
Hey, it's me, a teenager from Indiana. Yeah.
I loved her in Mr. Deeds, man.
Oh, yeah.
What a film. What a role. I feel like a lot of this music is probably from Mr. Deeds.
It was easy filler soundtrack music.
Yeah.
But this particular song, I was loading trucks over at the donut factory, not a euphemism. The real thing I did in Addison, Illinois, I worked at a donut factory. And I was, and then I would have like a little boom box that I could listen to when I was loading trucks.
Yeah.
And if this song came on the radio, I was like, oh, shit. Because it was like a summer job, it'd be hot as shit. I'm like, if you give me reggae in the summertime, it's all right.
Yeah. What the hell?
This was a radio single, yeah. Oh, that was a big one, probably on a, like Q101.
What's your mic doing? Right? Do you hear that?
That little buzz.
Yeah, I did a little buzz. Talk again there, Mac Man. Yeah, you're buzzing over there. I gotta. Yeah, we're gonna have to. pause for a sec. All right, well, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty because Tommy pissed all over the mic. He coughed and a bunch of spit came out.
This isn't some assembly line donut factory.
I'm just trying to bring realism to why the song's significant to me.
I love it. No, I want some more realism like that.
No, that's it. I just loaded boxes of donuts into a truck, and if the song came on Q101 in Chicago, it's very exciting.
Yeah, all right.
It's a Peter Frampton cover.
Was this always in headphones, or like, were you listening to it out loud? Like, did you get made fun of?
Oh, no, this was out loud in front of a bunch of truck drivers.
Hell yeah.
And delivery drivers. But I was like a idiot teenager.
Yeah.
I was a novelty throughout that whole place because the whole factory is primarily Latino. And so at first, when I first started working there, I just didn't want to work customer service in high school. Like, I didn't want to, like, work at a McDonald's and have to see kids I didn't like in high school and then see them behind the counter at McDonald's. Like, I would see the kids that work there. I'm like, these guys are, like, super soldiers to me.
Yeah.
To put up with the dickheads that would come in there that have to, like, take their order. And I didn't have the courage to do that. So I would work in warehouses. And so this place, at first, all the employees thought I must have been related to the owner because I was the only white kid working in this donut factory. And then once they found out I didn't, they thought I was the poorest white child. And so they would feed me all their lunch, like all this. Because I would also eat donuts for lunch every day. Because they're like fresh donuts. I'm like, holy shit, man, I'm 16. I can just eat donuts for every meal at work.
It's so funny that you went from donut to cake.
I worked in the pastry industry for a long time.
Cake decorations, and then you're just eating it. That's so funny.
One of my jobs in the middle of summer was to stand over the long, like they had like a deep fryer. It was probably as long as this room. And halfway through, the donuts would hit a little wall, so they would turn over. And it was my job just stand there with a stick. In the middle of the summer, like just hot as shit out, I would just stand there over a deep fry with a stick to make sure donuts turned over. I had to touch them with a stick. There was a specific one, just a wooden stick, but that was the donut stick. And I would just have. Finally, I get cut from that part to go load trucks. I'm like, oh, thank God. There's a little breeze in the garage.
Yeah.
Maybe some big mountain would play. And I'd be like, oh, this is like vacation within the workplace already just because I'm not standing over the goddamn cauldron of grease.
Yeah.
In 90 degree heat.
Man.
So.
No, that you're right though. That's like that sort of job is so much better than working in customer service, especially when you're in high school. I used to work at a Kroger, which is a grocery store in the Midwest.
Oh, we shipped to Kroger's.
Oh, hell yeah!
I loaded some trucks for Kroger.
It was brutal. I had to bag groceries and push carts and stuff. And bagging groceries, and you just see some rich piece of shit kid. With his like rich kid or his rich parents or whatever, and you got to bag their fancier groceries than you, it just feels so shitty. And they thought I was Mexican, and they'd make me. I was darker when I was a kid, and they
you
would like
by Tomas. Which was that's
true. That was very confusing.
We can say what we want about him. He doesn't speak English.
Tommy, did you ever do customer service in your hometown?
No, I mean, I worked in the Chicago, I worked at restaurants.
Yeah.
But when I was in high school, I just was like a camp counselor. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, like summer camp counselor?
Summer camp. I did a tennis camp where there were kids that were better than me that I was supposed to be teaching. And then they like one of them played me in front of the whole camp to prove that he was better than me. And he beat me. And then my like boss had to pull me aside and be like, you can't play the kids anymore.
That is Caddyshack.
That's yes, so funny.
I'll show you.
Man, that is so good.
That's humiliating. Did you get fired?
No, because I was really good at
you should've.
I was really good at like I was good at the non-tennis parts of the job, you know? Like I was a good chaperone.
Like
I was
cleaning
good,
like, and stuff?
I was good at not being there playing tennis. That's pretty good.
Every day we do tennis in the morning and then something else in the afternoon. And yeah. I was also like if we like went to the pool, the kids all loved like hanging with me at the pool, you know.
This is fucking weird, man.
Hey look, he can't swim. Either. Let's help him.
I bet I could beat Counselor McNamara in a swim race.
And they did call me Counselor McNamara.
What do they call you? I don't know. Tommy?
Like, Tommy? Yeah. I wasn't an attorney.
Oh, I couldn't afford fancy tennis camps in Indiana.
You don't get a title after one of the kids beats you on the court, all right?
Nobody's bitch boy. Hey, bitch boy. Let's go swim. You're fun there.
Get me a Coke Zero.
Oh, man. Okay, now that we have Jared's voicemail, all right. We're going to try this again. We're going to listen to Jared really take down reggae. I'm going to assume that that's going to be his thoughts on
Jared
it.
Jared disrupts the reggae industry.
All right.
I didn't realize you had to pump him full of information first.
I just tell him I just tell him that what we're covering, and just then he just goes off. I assume sometimes he was actually we did Garth Brooks. Yeah. He was okay with it. I was shocked by it.
Hey man, he's a riddle. Yeah. He's a hard one to sort out.
It is hard to know what he's going to do, but I have a feeling he's going to have a problem with white people doing Jamaican shit.
Well,
let's hear it. Perfect lead in.
He doesn't know how to relax.
Here is Jared Thompson, friend and foe of the podcast from the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have Kyle Kinane on talking reggae covers. I'm not 100% sure exactly what songs they're going to cover. I mean, obviously, we all know Red Red Wine by UB40, which is one of the worst songs in history. It's not even really a great original. Like, I believe it's Neil Diamond's song, or at least he has a version of the song. But yeah, I mean, Kyle and I are about the same age, so he came up as a kid when I did, and so I can't believe that he would have liked Red Red Wine by UB40 with how bad it is. But I'm also scared to death of Kyle, so if, in fact, that is one of the ones he's defending, I love it. It's great. I will say that, you know, we were going to talk about ska and, you know, reggae sort of course, you know, originated as ska, which, you know, ska was invented in the late 50s, early 60s, sort of as, you know, Jamaica's answer to R&B, like, you know, or New Orleans music. And, you know, there's a lot of great reggae records out there. I've sort of been a newcomer to reggae, where I sort of came in only knowing a few things, and I've expanded my collection with Augustus Pablo and the Upsetters and a bunch of great artists, and maybe they have covers that I'm not thinking of, but the only other cover I can really think of is actually Bob Marley wrote it, is I Shot the Sheriff. Like, I think a lot of people may think that that's a Eric Clapton song that Bob Marley covered, but actually, if I'm not mistaken, Bob Marley wrote that song. So I believe I Shot the Sheriff came out first by Bob Marley and then by Eric Clapton. So I'm not exactly sure exactly what songs they're going to cover. I mean, if it's modern reggae, it's just like, you know, it's nothing that I would like, probably. Anyway, I love you guys. Kyle, it was great seeing you here recently. If you guys are, you know, able to catch Kyle in person, he's one of the best comics out there. So thanks, everybody.
That was Jared Thompson. That was the best timing on anything. He says, I'll fucking kill you. And he goes, I'm actually terrified of him.
That was amazing.
That was so good. I like couldn't totally pay attention because I was still laughing about that.
Who have you had that Jared's agreed with that he's been like, oh, that's good?
I think what he'll say when he doesn't hate something we're doing is he'll be like, there's no reason this episode should have happened. You've run out of things to talk about. So rather than compliment the person, he just insults us.
Okay.
Right? Can you think of any?
I'm trying to think of one.
I can't think. We talked about Coldplay, and he actually came on, and it was because I was in Bloomington, and we needed to do an episode. And so me and him just talked about that we like Coldplay. So it was like a supportive one, but yeah. Other than that, yeah, I had him on to defend Coldplay, so it was like a little bit tough. But he doesn't even really like Coldplay anymore. I don't think he just was like they get shit on too much, which is the original idea of the podcast. Is something just get too much shit?
Well, I thought I was gonna come up with some killer timing.
Oh, you're going to play Coldplay reggae? Damn, that is a good idea.
I couldn't find it now.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Man, if you can find that, I do want
to
hear it.
Then
let's confuse the fuck out of Jared. Like, what do you think now?
You play like Speed of Sound reggae cover.
I know there's a yellow.
Speed of Sound.
that's a fine reggae Coldplay song, I think.
No, I know, but that's like the weirdest one to picture reggae. I guess anything can be reggae, as we found.
That's true. I mean, I'm pretty shocked by Karma Police.
Here you go, Jared, you son of a bitch. Now I'm here to confuse your mind.
This is, of course,
Diddly-whoa. Oh, man. I'm so sad that everybody can't see this.
I love any reggae interjection. Diddly whoa. That accent, that way of speaking makes everything better. I'm sure I get in trouble for doing the accent. But it's not exclusive to a race. It's exclusive to a region.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I'll always love a woman doing a man song.
This is for me. Yeah.
And this is, of course, Natty Bong. If you didn't know yet.
I'd challenge you to come up with a more Jamaica name than Natty Bong.
Hell yeah. We should do a Natty Bong tonight.
Tyree Green Stacks.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't think I would enjoy this whole thing so much.
That's the whole story about reggae covers. If you just forget about what other people would think of you for listening to them, and you're by yourself and you need to feel good, why wouldn't you just put this stuff on and have a nice time?
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
My buddy used to grow weed in the basement of his townhouse in the shittiest Chicago days. We were like, all right, man, we need a Hawaiian day.
Yeah.
We got Hawaiian pizza, and we rented Lilo and Stitch. And we were just sitting in the sun lamps in his little tiny weed farm in his basement. And we needed a little bit of tropical paradise in shitty Chicago winter. It was funny because we were still dealing, too, so people would come in and be like, what the fuck is going on? We'd just be high as shit watching Lilo and Stitch eating pineapple and ham pizza. Like, don't worry about it, man. Just get out of here, dude.
I used to do something like that, like freshman year of college. When I got too stressed out about school, I would just like put on a Hawaiian shirt and start drinking and put on like tropical music.
Yeah.
People started calling me Tommy Vacay.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I'm Tommy shocked Vacay. It wasn't Tommy Bahama.
No, that Tommy Vacay. Way more think sense. Of that.
Tommy Vacay.
I love that. I'm going to start calling you Tommy Vacay.
It's a cool name.
This is like a whole segment. What's on Tommy Vacay's cruise playlist?
I'm looking up the Facebook comments because we also give it to Facebook to kind of shit on whatever we're talking about or give thoughts.
Well, we
now.
Send directly to Cambridge Analytica.
And Cambridge and Coheed.
Is that relative here?
Yeah, Coheed and Cambridge.
Coheed and Cambridge is gathering all our data for us.
Surprised no one has
I do sound like a Viking law firm.
Coheed and Cambridge, yeah.
They had that one song that I thought was great and then I had no interest in.
Sniper. No one?
Ooh.
No. Boom. Fuck. But it was like one song, like, holy shit, these guys are great. And they're like, yes, it's a 5-album anthology about the folk. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But that one song's good.
I bet we're thinking of the same song, and I did a bad job singing it.
It was the one
their one
single
hit? They're like,
from like,
let's find it.
Shit, from like 15 or 16 years ago.
There's something called Dub Side of the Moon.
No, my roommate owned that.
Throw it down.
What? It's a reggae Dark Side of the Moon album. My roommate had it on vinyl, who was a big stoner, and I used to try to do a stand-up
joke
about
it. Matches up perfectly with The Wiz. Yeah. Is that racist? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. Dub Side of the Moon, yeah.
That could be the other name of this podcast. Is this racist? This episode.
I mean, that is a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Is this racist?
Well, we're just going to be like, hey, is
Dave
this racist?
Says something on our podcast.
You're like, no, that's just biscuits and
the
gravy falling out of his mouth.
No.
This one?
A Favorite House Atlantic was the hit.
Do you know The Suffering?
I don't know if I do.
It opens up killer. Can we
let's
just,
hear it.
Break.
Yeah. Who cares?
For sure. Oh, wait.
Is it turned up on that thing?
Hold on.
Thomas on the board?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I'll rewind it.
Yeah. Prog rock
to
me
sounds like Eddie Lee a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what prog rock is.
I made fun of Rush and I took a lot of shit.
Dude,
I'm like, listen, I like some Rush, but they're also the easiest thing to make fun
of. I totally agree.
I need a day off from being a fantastic comedian. They're fucking, I want to hit a few softballs.
They're fucking stepdad rock. I used to have a bit about Rush, and people come up to you after and like, you don't really get Rush, man. Like, I have so many friends who I don't need to. I've listened to all of it, I think. And I just don't care. It's like if It's like if robots could do music.
It is. Rush is Star Wars for musicians.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, cool, live your life. It's okay for me to not give a fuck about it.
It is funny that they think that Neil Peart is... I mean, I know he's an amazing drummer, but it's like, yeah, but look at how many drums
That's
he
the
has.
Thing. It's like, it's... Yeah. And I got... Shit, it's Neil Peart is how
is
it's
it
pronounced. Yeah, it's Peart. And it's... yeah, he just plays the most drums. As if, like, if somebody had a guitar that had 80 strings.
Eventually I'll get this right.
Yeah. What about this one? It would be funny to see him trying to figure out which drum to go with.
When we were all playing in bands when we were younger and somebody rented a 4-track so we could record.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
other buddy, Pete, was just this hilarious, crazy Greek dude, came in and didn't, like, thought that his concept of a 4-track was you could just... mix it all together later, so he just came in and hit everything once on the drum set. He's like, all right,
oh my
put it together. but snare, tom-tom, cymbal, there you go. All right, I'll see you guys later. Like, no, man, you gotta play the song. Like, what are you talking about? I made all the shit. You put it together the way you want to hear it. You know I'm not good at this.
Oh, man.
Peart.
Neil Peart.
That was your buddy's name, too, right? It was your buddy Peart.
Yeah, my buddy Neil Peart. Ironically enough, he was very progressive thinking with drums. We didn't realize.
Alex Price says, Easy Star All-Stars are the kings of the genre, which we kept seeing them on here.
Let's put more reggae on.
Easy Star All-Stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Can we put on a...
I like this guy's voice, though. I like Geddy Lee's voice, too. I just don't like their... I don't like the music that much.
Let me play a few from this... I want to play some of the modern ones.
Okay. Yeah. Take that out.
Wait, was that Big Mountain we were listening to, right?
Big Mountain.
Will Carey says, personal fave for me is Big Mountain covering Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way. People are on board with this.
Are people are listening to this right now?
No, no. So this is people. I put it to Facebook.
I don't know how podcasts work. Hold on, is this a radio show? How can you pause so often?
Yeah, yeah, this is that's why there's this giant satellite that I'm dragging.
It's crazy how you got to start whatever time you wanted for this show, and there's still so many listeners.
Will you play it at a low volume?
Yeah, yeah, a low volume?
Yeah, yeah, just, we'll talk over it, but.
Okay, cool. There it is.
Ooh. Let me guess who this is, because I don't know any new songs. When the call came down the line, up to the platform of surrender. It almost sounds like it could be a Band of Horses song.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Slackers.
You'll know it at the chorus. Clear your heart.
Are we human or are we dancer? The Killers.
All right, let me do one that you both should know. And see, we'll do a quick race.
Bark, bark.
Okay, I'm going to find a good one.
Man, he doesn't sound that dissimilar from Brandon Flowers.
You both will know this song. The question is, who will know it first?
Girls just want to have fun.
Oh, fuck me. Good. That was good.
Guitar, like,
fuck! God damn it! This is something I'm going to therapy about, Kyle. I get too angry about something that doesn't matter.
Very specific rage.
One more.
All right. Torn?
No.
By Natalie and Julia? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Is the one.
God damn it, I've been bested.
Last one. Let's see if Kyle can get 3 in a row.
Any reggae song.
Yeah, every song. Just go, bra, bra, bra.
The Final Countdown.
Wow. I've never listened to the lyrics of The Final Countdown.
It's only because I know the originals. Like, I didn't know the Killer song. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
That.
I don't like that Killer song.
Let me give away
song.
My age by going, Cyndi Lauper.
I'm pretty pissed I didn't get Girls
This
Just Wanna Have Fun.
This one's mostly for Tom because I think he'll like it. Right. but this song I like better than the original.
Really?
This cover I like better than the original. And I think Tom will know.
I already know this song, but I don't... Oh, shit. What the hell is the name of this song?
You know the artist? You mentioned her on stage.
I say a lot of bullshit on stage, Tommy. That doesn't mean anything to me. Kid Rock. This is insane. I know people are like freaking out.
Insane. Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, this is Adele. I thought it was Adele to begin Fire to the Set Fire to the Rain. I thought it was Adele. That is, you like this more than the original? You sick fuck.
I think, I don't know the original. I think ska and reggae gets maligned.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
I think it's not like,
I don't hate this, by the way. I just like the original so much.
I think I usually don't
it's just a
short
sleeve version of every song.
Yeah.
It's
really
a flip flop. This is just a flip flop remix.
Yeah, so I really liked the Radiohead. I like a sad song with a like picked up like this. It's fun.
Yeah, even the minor chords still sound like yeah.
You're like we're still having a good time. I'm eating a coconut.
Why
I'm having a good time.
To Karma Police.
We're like in a fun way though.
Yeah, we all drink.
It's Coors, not whiskey. Yeah.
But I like that most of the covers we've heard are like kind of more upbeat versions. You know, they're a little faster tempo than most reggae that I hear. Like, I just feel like I grew up, the only reggae I heard was Bob Marley, and it kind of stressed me out how low tempo it was.
Sure.
Also, reggae is a party music, I think, so they're not necessarily going to the more depressing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think knowing that he was dead bummed me out too, Bob Marley.
My mom had tickets to see him. Like when where he died and then
she say something bad about him and he died the next day.
Lightning struck then too. You guys have a weird like gene.
No Woman No Cry is like the first song you learn on marimba. Okay.
Fuck.
Oh shit! I just found it all Michael Jackson reggae.
Let's listen to that and then we should wrap this bad
it's
boy up. We've been in
Thriller. Triller. Boom bra ba. Easy Stars Thriller. I have not heard the Thriller. I fucking love Thriller so much.
Let's do that. And then we'll wrap it up.
Conceptually, as a song, it's just about being scared.
Oh, Thriller.
You realize the song is just about. It's about the Thriller.
Yeah, and that's
not about
that's just
anything.
It.
Unless I'm he,
like,
missing out.
I think doesn't he tell like a story in it, or am I just thinking of the music video?
Night. Something's coming for you in the dark. It's all just something scary.
That sounds about right. That is weird.
It's a
Why is it such a hit?
About something, because it's the best song in the world.
We've all felt that though, like on a date with Tommy. Like you just, what's gonna happen? Oh, I've heard from the women about town.
Why do we have to walk past this graveyard with a bunch of dry ice in it? Is this necessary?
Yeah, let's hear some of that. I want to hear some of this Michael Jackson.
You want to exit on Thriller?
Ooh.
Hear this.
Is this still reggae? This. You know what this is, Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. This is Coldplay. This is Yellow again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's Yellow again.
Yeah, Yellow again.
Yellow.
All right.
I hear that guitar part now.
Yeah. Let's put on that Michael Jackson thing and then wrap this bad boy up.
I'm
this has been a fun
about
one.
It myself. Now that the guy was saying Easy Star All Stars are the ones to go to.
Yeah. This is. Man, I do love this song. Sorry, listener, to play
it
again.
You need to, man.
I want to hear this one because now I'm curious, and then we'll wrap it up because we all got shit to do.
Yeah, that's your plug.
Yeah, Tommy. God damn it, piece of shit.
I wouldn't notice if you weren't busy pissing all in your own face. Is that how I do it?
Hell yeah, you got him. Got his ass. Hell yeah. This is everything I've ever wanted. Finally. I've been waiting for a guest to join in on this for so long.
You
want to
be the third co-op?
Yeah, you got to move to New York.
Oh, I do the creepy shit at the beginning. Creepy door opening.
Oh, the footsteps.
You know, they got to do the monologue. Vincent Price!
Wait, is that true of the regular Thriller?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Price.
I mean, only the regular. They didn't get Vincent Price for this
regular
one.
Reggae Vincent Price is just Vincent Price.
Reggae Shabba. Vincent Price. That's the worst character ever. Reggae Vincent
Hey,
Price.
I did that in my SNL audition, all right? This is one song that did not need to be slower, though.
Ooh, no,
once you've gotten the medication that put Michael Jackson to death, this is what you hear.
It's a song, you fucking ghost.
I do like this guy's voice.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark.
The whole song, something's gonna get you.
Sucks.
No way, dude. Never heard it? On board. Favorite song I've ever heard.
That almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes
I mean, I'm not
going to
say it's
the best.
I'm glad it's out there. You bet your ass. I'm glad it's out there. Didn't have to happen. But I'm waiting to hear what reggae monsters sound like in the bridge. I want to hear what reggae zombies are like.
It's so funny that we have to wait. Ooh.
No one's gonna save you from the beast about to
change.
You're fighting for your life inside.
Let's lower it down a little bit. Man, I think we can wrap this.
Should we try and fast forward? Fast forward ahead?
All right, let me see.
Just
where
go,
the
yeah, give,
it,
give
is.
A random skip.
I mean, it's Thriller.
We've heard Thriller, but I was curious.
Here we go.
Hey, back up a little bit.
The speech.
All right. Reggae werewolf.
Look out, wolf!
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found, without a soul for getting down.
You're not so scary, Trilla.
Trilla.
You're not making me scared.
Trilla. Ja, 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 ja.
Oh, Trilla, I should have been more scared.
That was true.
When I'm waiting at the gates to hell, they will make me listen to that.
Will be going to hell for your piss related sins.
For piss crimes.
The all Radiohead?
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
yeah,
let's listen. Yeah, yeah. No,
called?
Please.
Oh.
That is called.
Fuck, what's another. I want to say something OK Computer related.
No, it's called Radio Dread.
Ooh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I would not have guessed that. That's good.
I don't know any other radio. I fucking hate Radiohead.
You hate Radiohead? Have you listened to them, though?
I bore myself to death watching paint dry.
Here's a question for you, though. Have you listened to In Rainbows?
He's listening to Mon Rainbows.
And some of them rainbows.
Shit, somebody's
throwing bows, man.
Kevin Bozeman.
Oh man! All right, let's get out of here on that.
Wait, let's listen to one radio.
Oh, can we hear? No, no, I do want to hear one more Radiohead. Actually,
well, tell me a song. Airbag, Paranoid Android.
Oh, Paranoid Android might be fun.
I would say Paranoid Android is the best band of the ones we've heard.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Ooh, I like this. What is this? Never mind.
Yeah, it's a Paranoid Android.
Yeah, Paranoid. What the hell was that?
They got the guitar part down.
This is going to be a real test of how good reggae is.
I was never enough of a bummer in my life to like Radiohead.
It is.
It's like, I was like, well, I can listen to Radiohead or I can just get my shit together.
I had
Without being such a fucking drag.
I dated a girl with a Radiohead tattoo, and it was like, come on. Like, isn't that a bit much? Yeah. You want to make this your personality?
Can we ever open the blinds?
I don't want to say it, because in case, I don't want to embarrass her. She's a nice lady. She's fine. She was mean to me, but, but I don't want to embarrass her. I'll tell you off mic. It was I'm a creep.
one butt cheek said kid, the other said A.
I love this. Oh, for sure. It's basically like the song. I think that's why I like it so much. They just added a little shaker in there.
Yeah, it's not super regular.
Yeah, you seem like you're not super into this one because it's not as upbeat.
I'm not into Radiohead. I'm not going to like something doing
Wait, shouldn't they have called it Reggio-head?
Hold for edit.
You got to spell it out in the playlist. It won't make any sense.
All right. Do you have another one you got lined up there, or should we wrap this?
Because no,
I don't want to. I don't want to think you got
you,
a show
you can,
to get
you
to.
Can
to
land it.
Wait, can we just search Reggae System of a Down? I just need to know.
Okay.
If there is one, we need to hear it.
Yeah. I do love that one song from System of a Down, "The Angels Deserve to Die."
Chop Suey?
Is that? Oh, that's what it's called. Ah.
No results for Reggae System of a Down.
Damn.
What happened to us as a culture?
Not the way my gorilla thumb spelled it. Up still.
Damn. A tragedy to end the show.
If you're listening and you're a reggae artist.
Or if you're System of a Down and you feel like trying something out.
Yeah,
you
want to get into a new market.
If someone will...
Bugging those Armenians all the time.
If someone will make us a reggae version of System of a Down song, I'll Venmo you a couple bucks. So do it up and send it to us.
Raga covers.
Kyle, thanks so much for coming on the show. Oh, Tommy, do you want us? Should we rate just the genre, what we've heard
so
far?
Well, there's no numeric value.
We can still do it out of six.
Dick hardness.
That's true. Oh, we could rate it out of 40.
So you guys had.
So out of my 40 inches, I'll give reggae.
Are you thumbing it in?
26. 26 out of 40.
26 out of 40. That's
you know what?
High.
I thought I was going to hate every cover we
Me
heard,
too.
I thought a lot of them were fun.
I would say I enjoyed like 95% of this.
That's crazy.
It's I think I got to give this like a 35.
Yeah, welcome to the real world, bitches. Some stuff's pretty good.
We're
not like hate.
Yeah,
we don't
we're
hate
all
shit.
On your side.
We were surprised that sweet, sweet reggae covers.
We were surprised.
Songs you already liked are going to be dope.
I definitely am. I have to re-look.
I love cover songs as a solo. So
it is. It turns out it's more fun than I thought it would be. I like when I go see a band I like and they do a cover of something.
Oh, you got to do one cover.
Yeah, it's fun to see that. But in general, and also speaking of Garth Brooks, that Faithful cover, I've listened to it 50 billion times. It's so good.
What was that again?
Have you listened to this? Garth Brooks covers Billy Joel's song "Faithful."
I never heard that.
It is. Oh wait, is it? No, "Shameless." What am I talking about? Not "Faithful." It's called "Shameless." It's so fucking good.
Those words are so different.
I know. I don't know where I came up with "Faithful." Look, I'm a chorus and a half deep.
Garth is a confused man.
Yeah.
He is. He's in love with who is he? Oh, James Taylor.
Yeah. He talks about how he's a handsome hot man.
We watched an interview and
he kept
saying, "James Taylor, he's a tall guy. He's a big guy. You know, 6'3". Like really.
Sizing him up for sports.
Kyle, what do you rate out of what we've heard out of 40 today?
Fucking 100%.
There
man,
we go. That's the right answer. Some people don't give them themselves.
People
full...
get down on themselves.
No way. I'm past that. I don't like anything ironically anymore.
Yeah, I think that I don't enjoy that. I stopped doing that also because there's too much good stuff. There's too much stuff to enjoy. Legitimately, I think now to enjoy things
like
ironically.
The conversation about like, oh, you see people are shooting guns and driving in the mud, and you're like, oh, look at these fucking jerks.
Yeah,
and then you do it like I'll do it as a joke once. You're like, oh, this just brings me joy that I don't have to think about.
Yeah,
and why shouldn't your life be based on that?
Yeah,
why should you have to second guess what makes you happy?
Yeah, damn. You only have so much time on this. Thing on this floating orb we call Earth.
What if somebody thinks I'm stupid for liking a thing? Well, fuck them.
That's a perfect way to end this show, I think. That was this has been Kyle Kinane with us. Thanks so much,
man. We come out tomorrow. Anything you want to plug? We have a huge audience.
Oh, yeah, we have you're going to be at the Bell House tomorrow if you're in New York.
Yeah, come
piss head.
Yeah.
Come to the show tonight. It's going to be a fun-ass show.
You can't because it's sold out. Because fuck your boy who loves reggae covers sold
Damn.
That shit out. So deal with
Check
it.
Check out Kyle's Netflix half hour.
Yeah.
Straight out fucking Keaton and Gwen.
Check out me and Tommy shows at April 26th. Is that when we're doing it?
1992. Sublime.
Check out me and Tommy. Caroline.
Is that the name of the song?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Is it April 26th?
If it is, we're doing a celebration of Sublime.
Oh, we have to.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. We have to play that song and talk about it. So you might not want to come to this one. Come to that. Carolines.com. Promo code Tom for $10 tickets, I believe. And check out Tommy on Twitter at Tommy McNam.
Yeah.
Why not?
Also, I got
a
show April 12th at Brooklyn Comedy Collective. I'm putting on a show with Josh Goneman and Carol Kane will be there. Check
Ooh,
that one out.
That's
fun.
A fun time. Yeah. And I'll be at the Comedy Attic May 5th through the 7th. Come to that. I would love to see you there because I miss you so dearly. We're going to end this thing right now by saying keep it crispy. All right. Keep it crispy, guys. Bye.